Hello, everybody, on Blind Cool Tech. This is Pam Quinn with my leader dog, Joseph, talking to you from Monticello, Iowa, which is a little town of about 3,500 people. And this is my very first podcast. I've been enjoying the podcasts on Blind Cool Tech for quite some time now and thought I'd try one of my own. The topic of which is poodles as guide dogs. When I mentioned on the Blind Cool Tech list that I have a white standard poodle named Joseph from Leader Dogs for the Blind in Rochester, Michigan, several of you expressed an interest in hearing more about that, since you don't see too many poodles working as guide dogs yet. Hopefully that will change in the future. There are several schools that are training poodles as guide dogs right now. Of course, Leader Dogs for the Blind in Rochester, Michigan is one of them. Guide Dogs for the Blind in San Rafael, California is another. Guide Dogs of the Desert in California, they train some poodles. There's a school in New York that trains some, and the name of that school escapes me at the moment. And actually, Pilot Dogs in Columbus, Ohio, probably trains more poodles than any of the other schools right now. Joseph is my third leader dog, and he's my first poodle, and I couldn't be happier. He's just absolutely wonderful. One of the comments that I've heard most often since getting Joseph is, people will say, well, I didn't realize that poodles got that big. When you say you have that your guide dog is a poodle, a lot of people envision the little teacups, the toys, the miniatures, with a long extended harness, I guess. But of course, those aren't the poodles that are trained as guide dogs, obviously. Although when I was away at school getting Joseph, my husband was telling me about a neighbor lady who came over and said, well, what'd she get? And my husband said, she got a poodle. And the neighbor lady said, how dumb do you think I am? So apparently she was another one of those who envisioned the teacups and the miniatures. But actually, standard poodles are a really nice size. They range anywhere from 40 to maybe 100 pounds. Their size can be anywhere from, they can be either as tall as a short lab or as tall as a tall shepherd. Joseph is the tallest dog that I've had. My first dog was a shepherd husky and my second dog was a golden retriever. And Joseph is the tallest leader dog that I've had. And I really prefer that. I prefer working taller dogs. So they're really a nice size. But let me start out by giving you a little bit of background so that you'll know how it is that I came about having a poodle in the first place. I had always thought that it would be really cool if they trained standard poodles. When I was little, I had some miniature poodles and there were certain advantages that I will get into later on. And I had seen the standard poodles and thought, well, that would really be neat if they trained them. But when I got my first dog in 1976, they weren't training poodles yet, which I knew that, but I still wanted a guide dog. I've had several types of dogs growing up, and I just love dogs. But I got my first dog in 1976, and she was a shepherd husky named Mouse, and I had her for 14 years. It was a wonderful partnership. We went all through college together, and she was with me through my first few years of teaching, and she was great. Then, in 1991, when it came time for me to get my second dog, I have two boys, and they were pretty little back then, and I really didn't want to go away to a guide dog school at the time. So poodles came to mind again, and I thought, maybe this would be a good chance for me to try a standard poodle. And I talked to a guy in California who had had several poodles as guides and who had trained his own. And I thought, well, I could probably do this. I thought, I could train, with the basic obedience and some guide work, and maybe get a private trainer to help with, the more advanced guide work training. So what I did was I got a standard poodle puppy, and I thought, well, I'll raise her for a year and then see what I can do about training her. And that brings me to the second comment that I hear most often since I got Joseph. A lot of people say, well, I didn't realize that poodles could be trained as guide dogs because I always thought poodles were really high strung. And I think the poodles that are the most high strung are the miniatures and the toys. Most of the standard poodles I had seen were pretty calm, and so I think it's more the smaller ones. Although the miniatures I had weren't really high strung either. But generally the standards are not really high strung. At least that's what I thought up to the point where I got Sarah. Now Sarah was a different story. Sarah had a screw loose somewhere. I don't know if it was in the breeding or what the problem was. But that dog, well, first I should say she was very intelligent. I had her doing all the basic obedience commands. She picked up on those right away, and I even started doing some of the guide work training. I had her stopping for curbs. I had her taking me around obstacles, and she just picked up on that right away. And so as far as working goes, she would have done great, but I didn't pursue it to where I tried to find a private trainer and that sort of thing, because Sarah definitely did not have the disposition for being a guide dog. While I had her, she bit four people. I remember once she ran out into the yard and there was a squirrel out there and she bit its head off. And there was one time she was out in the yard and somebody walked by and Sarah charged the fence, and the person who was walking by maced her, and he kept spraying her with mace, and it didn't faze her a bit. She just kept right on charging. So I don't know what was wrong with that dog, but she just was it just was not working out. And so after about a year, I decided it was time to bite the bullet and try something else. And I advertised in the paper, free to a good home, and gave her away. And then 2 weeks after the person that I gave her to had her, that person advertised free to a good home. So hopefully Sarah found a good home somewhere, but I don't know whatever became of Sarah. And people who know me know that having a dog for a year and then being able to give that dog up is just almost unheard of for me, but I did give Sarah up. I had kind of decided at that point then that at least for me personally, I would rather have a dog that was trained by from a guide dog school just for my own security rather than to train a dog myself. I just figured that a dog trained from a school would be taken through more situations that I might not tend to take my dog in when I was training one. And so I just decided that, it was time to go to Leader, which I did in December of 1992, and I got my second dog, a golden retriever named Max. And he was another great dog. He was just I had him for 10 years, and after each dog I got at Leader, I thought, how can I possibly ever be so lucky again, you know? But after Mouse, I was, and then after Max, I thought the same thing, you know, how could I get that lucky again? And then after Max, I started thinking about poodles again. I had talked to several people. I talked to a lady who showed poodles, and I had told her about Sarah, and she said the same kind of what I had been thinking. She said, well, you know, generally they're just not like that. And she said, you know, they're normally a really calm dog, really playful, very intelligent, good with, you know, the family, and just, you know, good with people. And so she said that was really unusual. And I talked to other people that had standards too, and they said the same thing. And so I thought about going to Pilot Dogs because, as I said, they train more poodles than any other school right now. And a friend of mine in Denver has a poodle from there, and she's really happy with him. But those of you who have been to guide dog schools and have been really happy with your dogs know how it is that, you know, you kind of tend to be a little leery of changing schools. I know some people have gone to several of the different schools, and it would be fun to try out different schools and everything like that. But since I had such good luck, you know, at Leader and everything, I decided to go ahead and go back there. And I thought, you know, if I got another Shepherd, if I got another Golden, I'd be happy, you know, whatever. Well, then I talked to, after I applied at Leader, I talked to somebody who had just been there, and he told me that there were a couple of poodles up there that they were training. So I sent them an email, and I said that I had always been interested in a poodle, and that, of course, I would trust that they would make the best match, and so it was completely up to them, but that I was interested. And I went to Leader on August 25th of 2002, and my trainer's name was Randy Horn, and he said, so I understand you're interested in a poodle, and I said, you know, that I was, and he said that there was only one poodle in class right now, but that he happened to have the poodle, but he didn't tell me if I was going to get the poodle or not. So now what I'm going to do is take you back in time to Dog Day of 2002 and let you hear what happened on that day when I got introduced to Joseph. What had happened was, well, we had our leashes for the first 3 days for Juno practice and that sort of thing, and to get our scent on the leashes. And that Wednesday afternoon, we were all waiting in our rooms for our trainers to come and get our leashes. And they took our leashes and told us a little bit about our dogs, their names and that sort of thing, so that we could call our dogs when they brought them back with the leashes. And Leader Dog has changed since I was there. They got a new facility, and now we won't have roommates there anymore. But at the time, I had a roommate, and she'd already gotten her dog by the time Randy came to get my leash. And don't I wish I'd have had the Olympus DS2 recorder back then with me, but I didn't. All I had was a cassette recorder, so that's what I recorded it with. But I'll let you hear that now, and then I'll be back to talk with you some more.
Okay. So, I'm going to go get the dog. Yeah. Give him a chance to go outside. Okay. The dog's name is Joseph. Joseph.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Well, I thought you were going to...
I'll let you know. I'll leave.
Oh, okay.
You figure it out when I get back.
Okay.
Okay, man. Okay. We're here.
Here, Joseph. Joseph. Come here, buddy. Come here, Joseph. The poodle!
There's the leash.
Hi! Hi, buddy. Hi. A poodle. Here's a poodle. Well, hi.
He's white. And he is about 18 months, and he's about 56. 56 pounds, sorry.
56, yeah. Hi, buddy.
Okay. So, well, that's
hi.
Soft enough?
Hi, guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Soft enough?
Yes, he is.
Not real licky, Pam. Not real licky. I could probably count on one hand how many times he's actually licked me.
Oh, he already licked me.
So, did he lick you?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, he's licking me now.
All right. He's probably looking for cookies.
Well, that's true.
So, what I'm saying is he's not real, real licky.
Okay. Okay. When do you know when his birthday is?
I can find out for you.
Okay,
I don't have it right here.
I like to know that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You think you're going out in a lesson, don't you, buddy?
Yeah. I don't have it right at my fingertips, but we'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else about him? He's white. Is that
he's white?
Yeah.
And
he's got to keep him extra clean. He'll show dirty, so I guess.
Well, not especially. The one that I took to New Mexico, he got dirty pretty fast.
Well, what color was he?
Well, white.
Yeah.
But she had a white one.
Uh-huh.
And it's so dusty there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, and I don't think it's going to be all that dusty where you are. Probably in the wintertime, you know, with the salt and, you know, the slush and stuff like that,
yeah.
You might want to.
But
I know a couple of times... he's got a lot of personality. He's looking for the spookiest. But he's been kind of the all-star around here, so don't be surprised if you get a lot of attention.
Is he a good worker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good boy. Good boy. Yeah.
Plus the fact that he's pretty fair size.
Uh-huh. Oh, I like how
some of them are small, some of them are tall.
Uh-huh.
But he's quite a bit bigger than most of them. So.
Good.
He's quite a bit bigger. But then you should find him fairly soft.
Yes,
pretty
he
soft.
Is. Yeah.
And
hi, buddy.
I've had the regular slip collar on him.
Uh-huh.
And you may find that you want to change it to a web collar. But we'll talk about that more later.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a web collar that's got a piece of chain in the back. But it kind of keeps their neck a little cleaner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the studs,
yeah. For ease of what's going on right now, we've pretty much left him with the standard slip collar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he just got a cut a week or two ago.
Yeah, okay.
So,
I don't know if he'd be it before.
It's
we went
not
home
the
or
big
not.
Fancy. Yeah, he probably.
That's
might.
How I like it. With
he might. It's not. Yeah, he's got the nice poof. That's why I like it. He's got a little poof on his tail.
Yeah.
Legs are a little longer. Feet are clear.
Uh-huh.
The back is. The sides are just kind of clipped short. But it's not that right down to the skin with the big balls on the hips and that kind. It's not like that.
Right. Okay.
It's not a show cut.
Yeah.
This is
like
working dog cut.
Uh-huh.
Because they need the protection from the kennel and the flooring and so on.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
So now when you groom him, don't groom him backwards. Just groom him. Go with it. Don't go against it. Go.
Oh,
with
you
it.
Don't go like this.
No.
Don't oh,
go
okay.
the other way. Just
okay.
go right with it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which brush? Probably that rubber brush wouldn't work on him, would it?
I try the slicker. That's what I always used.
Uh-huh.
The square, you know, the square one.
Uh-huh.
And that one worked just fine.
Hi, good guy.
And that's about the way he is most of the time. You'll probably find him shortly laying on the floor, being real quiet. He's a pretty quiet guy once he gets kind of into it. So there he goes. And that's pretty much about it. So you're not going to have that, per se, exuberance of a young puppy kind of a dog.
Okay? How old is he, did you say?
What did I say?
I forgot.
Yeah,
you said
again.
Like 16 months?
18 months.
Okay.
So, you know, but you'll find him to be, you know, obviously he's young, but he's not... puppyish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
But is he good with kids and everything?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
He's so funny.
He's been around them.
Okay.
Been around them plenty.
Okay. Oh, good boy. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave and close the door.
All right. Well, thank
so
you.
So that they don't see us, you know, buzzing back and forth.
Okay.
Okay. But and then we'll come get you in a little bit.
Okay. Thank
right.
you.
Okay.
Come on. Come on. Get the bye.
Okay, and that's how it all began. And I now have Joseph. I've had him for a little over 3 years, and I sure am happy with him. Let me tell you what he looks like. Of course, his coat he's got really curly hair. Actually, his coat feels just like a woolly lamb. That's what he feels like, a lamb. And he's white, and I have his hair cut to where he's got, it's all one length on most of his body. I keep it fairly short. He has like a little poof on the top of his head, and I leave his ears a little bit longer. The hair on his ears a little bit longer. He has real long floppy ears. His face and his feet and the base of his tail are shaved. And then he's got a little poof on the end of his tail. And he loves getting a haircut. When I call and make an appointment for him to get his haircut, he hears that word and he gets all excited. And then when we say, does Joy want a haircut? Boy, he just gets real, real excited. And that brings me to one advantage of a poodle. I guess some would see it as an advantage and some might see it as a disadvantage. Poodles don't shed. They don't shed at all, and you have to keep them trimmed. And so I see it as a real advantage that they don't shed. I don't mind a dog that sheds, of course. That would never stop me from having a guide dog. But I have to say, I really do feel good about taking Joseph to other people's houses, to restaurants, and riding in other people's cars and that sort of thing, knowing that he isn't going to be shedding. And I know, you know, if you can keep your dogs brushed and everything, but you know, as I guess probably all of you know, you can brush them every day and they're still going to shed, which I've never had any friend that has been a problem for that I know of. But now for sure it isn't a problem. And that brings to mind a story I have about Mouse and her shedding. I took her to Florida one winter in January to visit Joni, who is also on the Blind Cool Tech list. And we were down in Florida for a month. And so while we were there, you know, of course, when we went down there, Mouse had her winter coat. And while we were down there in Florida, it was quite a shock to her system, I guess, and she shed her entire winter coat on Joni's carpet. And I'm sure she wished that she had it back when we went back to Iowa, but Joni had it on her carpet. So anyway, and not only that, I remember when I was in college, one of the first roommates I was going to have was going to be a Korean girl, and she said that she was allergic to dogs, and so that she couldn't room with me. I don't know if she was really allergic to dogs or if she was uncomfortable about rooming with a blind person. It's hard to say, but anyway, poodles are hypoallergenic, so if somebody is allergic to dogs, they can't use that as an excuse not to be around you and your dog, because a poodle won't bother them. And one girl I know that has a poodle, she specifically requested one because her husband has asthma. And Leader has taken dogs to people's houses before who are allergic to dogs, so that they didn't have to come to the guide dog school. In fact, if there would have been somebody in class with me that had allergies, of course they would have gotten first choice for a poodle, because a poodle's perfect for that. And So I think it's a real advantage that they don't shed. But the disadvantage of that is the expense of having them groomed. I had decided that when I got Joseph, my husband would just keep him trimmed, but we were going to have to buy poodle clippers and all that sort of thing. We had some, but then when we got rid of Sarah, we sold our poodle clippers. But as it turned out, we found a groomer here in town who was willing to cut Joseph's hair for $30, and that is a really good deal. It's, you know, it's still an expense when you consider every couple months, but it can even be more of an expense because people have been known to pay, you know, $80 to $100 for having a poodle trimmed. So, you know, if you ever get a poodle, you really want to look around and try to find the best price because, you know, that can be pretty expensive. But for that $30, she, you know, she cuts his hair. She gives him a bath, cuts his toenails, and plucks the hair out of his ears. So, and it takes, oh, you know, a good two and a half hours to do all that. But they're a really clean dog too. That's another advantage, at least with my poodle, that I've noticed is, you know how dogs will, if there's something dead in the yard, they're going to roll in it, and the stinkier the better. Well, Joseph would absolutely never do something like that. And he doesn't like to get muddy. He doesn't really even like to get wet. He doesn't mind his baths, you know, because he knows he's going to get a haircut, and he'll take the bath along with it. He doesn't really care for baths that much, but he doesn't like to get wet that much either. But standard poodles were known for being water retrieving dogs in the water. So I don't know really why he doesn't like the water too much, but he would never roll in anything. I don't know if that's a characteristic of all poodles or not, but you know, every other dog I've had has had that happen. I'm sure we've all been there, all of those of us with dogs. And their work is just absolutely wonderful. I mean, all of my dogs have been good workers. But I've heard it said that a poodle works like a shepherd minus the pull. And I would have to say I agree. And Joseph does, he pulls less of any dog that I've had. And the friend of mine in Denver, she's mentioned that too, that her dog doesn't pull. In fact, she kind of wishes her dog would move along a little bit faster than he does. But they're very careful. They don't pull at all. They're very quick to pick up phrases, pick up routes. You know, when I was talking about dogs that were high strung at first, of the three dogs that I've had, probably Mouse, my shepherd husky, was the most high strung of any of them. But she was, you know, she was a really good worker, but she was a very nervous dog. And about the only thing that makes Joseph nervous is like fireworks, which is characteristic of most dogs. He doesn't like thunder, but, you know, he doesn't mind it. I mean, if I were out and there was a thunderstorm, I'm sure he'd still do okay. Joseph is the most affectionate dog that I've had. He likes to be right with you all the time, and he likes to cuddle up next to you and lean against you and likes to shake hands. And he's just really good with the whole family. I mean, everybody just adores him. And he sleeps with us. We were at a parade once, and a lady walked up to us and claimed to be a pet psychic. And she was talking to Joseph, and she said, well, what he's telling me right now is that he'd really like it if you got him a bed of his own. And my husband said, well, I don't see why. He gets 3/4 of our bed already, which he does. He takes up a lot of it. But I don't totally discount pet psychics, but that one definitely was not on the mark with Joseph, because he likes to be right there cuddled up next to you. He's quite a little sweetie, I tell you. And people that I've talked to who have had poodles say that they would never want another breed after that. I probably would be happy with another dog, at least for sure the breeds that I've had. But I have to say my preference would be that I get another poodle next time, although I don't even want to think about the fact that there inevitably will be a next time. But I sure am happy with a poodle. They're really, really awesome. But then all of our dogs are. The fact that they enrich our lives so much, the way that they do, the fact that they're so much fun, the fact that they work so well for us and offer us unconditional love. I mean, that, after all, is the important thing. So, that is the story of me and my poodle. And if any of you have further questions, feel free to contact me. My email address is pam.quinn@mchsi.com. And I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, and hopefully I will be talking to you all again sometime soon. So until then, bye for now from Pam and Joseph.